The Israeli government agreed yesterday to free a Lebanese gunman in exchange for the bodies of two Israeli soldiers killed by Hezbollah guerrillas. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
The German-mediated deal was a rare political victory for embattled Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and closed the chapter from Israel's inconclusive war against the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah 2 years ago. But critics warn that the deal's heavy price for Israel could offer militant groups an even greater incentive to kill captive soldiers. Israel's cabinet voted 22-3 to okay the deal to return the bodies of Ehud Goldwasser and Eldad Regev, captured by Hezbollah in a July 2006 cross-border raid that sparked a vicious month-long war. Before a six-hour cabinet debate, Olmert announced for the first time that the soldiers were dead. He nevertheless pushed for the deal to be approved, citing the country's deep moral commitment to its dead and captive soldiers. Daniel Levy from the think tank The New American Foundation says the return of these soldiers is important to the Israeli people.
I think it's sometimes difficult for people to understand why Israel would do this, especially given that the two soldiers are apparently not alive. Israel has the draft, national service. It's a conscript army. It's a tiny country. Israel places a premium on returning its soldiers, whether alive or dead.
The German-mediated deal will involve the release of Samir Kantar. He was convicted of murdering three Israelis, including the murder of a four-year-old girl and her father. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.